position, which is in relation to tenkara fly fishing. Director Anderson, do you want to introduce the staff who will walk us through this one?
Sure. Thanks, Madam Chair. Chris Donnelly, the head of our Inland Fish Division, is going to walk the commission through this issue. So here's Chris.
I'll keep it brief, just basically run through the summary that you've been handed by Tammy. But tenkara fly fishing is just simply a technique of fly fishing that's a little less advanced than what we can consider European or conventional fly fishing. It involves long limber rods that just have a fixed line to the tip of the rod, so there is no reel involved. So generally you can't fish further than 30 feet from the tip of the rod. And the fly lines are not what we would consider a tapered fly line covered plastic coating that can float or sink depending on preference. They're generally braided. The original historical ones were braided horsehair. Now it's braided monofilament or level line monofilament that are 10 to 25 feet in length. So when we look at our definitions under fly fishing only waters, that type of fishing technique does not fit because, quote unquote, in our fly fishing only waters, we reference conventional fly lines as what's acceptable in fly fishing. Because this isn't a conventional fly line, and then there's this issue that there's no reel on the rod, it doesn't necessarily fit in our fly fishing only waters. This petition asked that we, at this point, outside of the standard rule process, consider tenkara fly fishing. My recommendation would be that because we're only talking about 9 to 12 waters statewide that are fly fishing only, and we manage roughly 1,800, there's plenty of opportunity across the state for these folks to use this technique and give us the time to, in a standard rulemaking process, change the fly fishing only rules to consider tenkara fly fishing gear. And I believe the next rule cycle, sport rule cycle, is, I think we were talking about beginning next summer. So we would address this soon enough. And I don't feel like they're lacking opportunity to ply their trade and get a chance to.
Okay. Thanks very much. Any questions for staff, for Chris?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Madam Chair, this is Mr. Carpenter.
Go ahead.
Am I recognized or Conrad?
Oh, sorry. Commissioner Mencken.
Yeah, just a simple question, Chris. Do you catch more or less, and does it have any kind of biological impact on the fish using this technique compared to the standard technique for fly fishing?
I don't think there's any difference, say, in hooking or catch mortality. Where we do see this technique applied, and it's sort of the historical concept, are in small mountain streams. So we could have conservation issues, but we've got those controlled through our stream strategy and where we have streams open that are available for fly fishing. So long term, no, we don't have a conservation issue with this at all.
Thank you.
Commissioner Carpenter?
Yeah, Chris, is there, I guess, could you articulate the urgency with which this group, why they're pushing it now? Is there an issue, an underlying issue that we don't know about, or that you know about?
Well, I have not spoken to this individual personally, but I did do some research and follow up on forums that these tenkara fly anglers are involved in, and what I found is that there's a website called Tenkara Fishing USA that an individual that essentially brought this concept of fly fishing from Japan to the U.S. And one of his forum issues is that he's encouraging anglers across each state to get this type of fishing recognized in the rules so that it's legal and allowed for them to do. So I don't feel like after looking at the motivation behind why the petition was filed, that it has to be done in any sort of expedient manner that would exclude us from just considering it as a standard statewide rule process.
Good enough. Thank you.
Terrific. Any other questions?
Madam Chair, this is Commissioner Caney.
Commissioner Caney, go ahead.
Chris, in the event that this goes to the traditional rule process, would your recommendation at that time be to approve it as a fly fishing technique on fly fishing waters only?
Absolutely. I don't think, other than because technically it doesn't fit the language right now, that there would be any reason to exclude this technique.
So it's really just a matter of the time difference between now and then.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Madam Chair, this is Phil.
Go ahead, Director Anderson.
I think that the whole purpose of a full rulemaking process is to go through, have the proposal out for public review, get public comment, and prior to the commission arriving at a decision, obviously considering the public comment and other perspectives that are offered during the full rulemaking process. I wouldn't want us to color the decision prematurely that the commission might make on this issue. But I think what we're saying is we don't see this as a controversial issue. We see it as one that would likely lead to that conclusion by the commission, but I don't want anyone to foreclose or prematurely judge a decision that's yet to be made and that the public's yet to comment on.
Very good. Okay, any other questions or comments? If not, we're ready for a motion. Commissioner Schmitten?
Chair, one second, because I'm trying to find the actual language. Okay. Here we go. Chair, I would move to direct the department to address including Tinker's fishing technique as legal for use in fly fishing only waters during the next recreational fishing rule making process.
There's a sentence before that too. The staff provided two different motions.
I see
can entertain them both at the same time.
I'll put in the preceding sentence, which reads, I move to deny the petition to initiate immediate rulemaking to include Tinker fishing techniques as legal on fly fishing waters only, followed by the sentence that reads, I move to direct the department to address including Tinker fly fishing techniques as legal for use on fly fishing only waters during the next recreational fishing rule making process.
Do I hear a second?
I second.
That sounded like two at the same time. Was that Commissioner Carpenter?
It was, Madam Chair.
Okay. Well, the motion's been made and seconded by Commissioner Carpenter to deny the petition to initiate immediate rulemaking to include Tinkara fishing techniques as legal on fly fishing only waters and to move to direct the department to address including Tinkara fishing techniques as legal for use on fly fishing only waters during the next recreational fishing rule making process.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Madam Chair, this is Phil. I think you have two options, and you need to pick between those two. And so to have both these motions on the table at the same time, you're essentially negating the second motion by voting on the first one, because the first one, that first line is the first option, which is initiate rulemaking immediately. The second motion was deny the petition and direct the staff to include this in our regular rule cycle. So I'd encourage you not to mix these two motions up or try to vote on both of them at the same time. You need to pick one or the other. The staff is recommending that I deny the petition and direct the staff to include this issue within the normal rule making cycle.
Okay.
Which
I thought that's
the motion that Commissioner
what we were doing
originally read.
We want
Chair,
to make this
as a picker of the motion, I wish to withdraw my motion. Okay. And would make the following motion. I move to deny the petition to initiate immediate rulemaking. Let me start again. I move to deny the motion to move to direct the department to address including tankara fishing techniques as legal for use on fly fishing only waters during the next recreational rulemaking process.
Would you read that one more time?
A question then back.
Mm-hmm.
When the director was speaking, he suggested we deny the petition and then direct the department to do the following action. And that's what I, and that's a yeah. blending of the draft motion language, which is a little bit unclear. But I think mm-hmm. the purpose is, and then I'll read it again, actually denying the petition currently, but then taking the action to move to direct the department to address it in the next rulemaking process. That's the purpose of the motion, so I'll, if that's understood, I'll make it again.
Yes, yes. That is what I understand. We are trying to get on the record, so one more try.
I move to deny the petition and direct the department to address including tankara fishing techniques as legal for use on fly fishing waters only during the next recreational fishing rulemaking process.
Thank you. Do I hear a second? Commissioner Carpenter,
I will second that, Madam Chair.
Sounded like Commissioner Macon seconded the motion to deny the petition and direct the department to address including tankara fishing techniques as legal for use on fly fishing only waters during the next recreational fishing rule making process. Okay. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Motion carries. Thank you, everyone.